Fleet use optimization. Optimizing fleet use refers to efficiently planning deliveries and using return trips productively. Optimizing return trips by backhauling can provide cost savings to an organization. For example, if a retailer uses distribution centers to supply retail locations with products and fixtures, trucks used to distribute products to stores must return to the distribution center to acquire new shipments to take to the stores. If the organization is able to use the trucks to return fixtures or reusable packaging materials to the distribution center, it can avoid having to pay to ship those items to the warehouse separately. Alternately, the organization may look to move products from the final delivery area to a location near the distribution center for an external organization. Planning efficient routes is a key way to save costs for any organization and may be used both for deliveries and when backhauling. There are two main ways to plan routes, manually and with an automated system. Manual route planning and scheduling. Many variables affect transportation planning, and a detailed manual routing and scheduling process is required to handle all data points. Exhibit 6-46 illustrates an example of the tasks involved in manual route planning and scheduling. Exhibit 6-46, manual route planning and scheduling tasks, compiling data. While compiling appropriate data, plan to answer many questions. Delivery data include operational parameters and constraints that need to be taken into consideration. What is the delivery area? What are the days/hours of operation? What are the delivery time windows? What type of unit load is used? What type of vehicle is needed? What are the sizes of the orders? What are the constraints on drivers and equipment? What is the average road speed? How much time should be allowed to load/unload? What is the delivery frequency? Demand data relate to operational information to be collected at each delivery location. For example, some operational parameters include number of cases for delivery, fixed unloading time, usually in minutes, variable unloading time, usually in minutes, vehicle restrictions. Distance data involve measuring the distances to each delivery point throughout the delivery run. This is a time-consuming but important process. Some organizations use actual measurements of roads. Other organizations use the straight-line approach. This approach measures the distance as a straight line from the origin to the destination and then multiplies the distance by a wiggle factor or circuity factor that represents how a road twists and turns. A standard circuity factor is 1.2. Once all data are gathered, planning can begin. Planning. The goal of planning is to find the most efficient route that minimizes the resources needed and the distance traveled. Planning must take the demand and delivery constraints into consideration. Two principles often used to plan trips and routes are maximum drop density and full use of vehicles. The maximum drop density is based on proximity. The closest drop locations are scheduled to be on the same truck. The full use of vehicles is based on capacity. As much of the load capacity as possible should be used in each and every truck. These two principles involve the steps that appear in Exhibit 6-47. As you can see, it is straightforward but can be time-consuming. The larger the fleet, the more complicated these tasks become. Calculating costs. The final task involves fixed and variable cost calculations. Fixed costs are based on the number of vehicles in the fleet that are used. These costs are usually calculated on a daily and annual basis. Fixed vehicle costs include the cost to operate each type of vehicle per day. Variable costs are those associated with the distance traveled. One variable cost is the cost per kilometer for each vehicle type per day. Most organizations also use this information to calculate the fleet's time and load utilization. Automated route planning and scheduling. With customer demands for service, speed, and competitive price, and with escalating competition, organizations are turning away from manual route planning and evaluating the range of available computer applications. Automated route planning and scheduling is similar to manual methods in that it uses operational parameters and constraints that have already been identified. This is often a function of a TMS. Computer applications may not be able to provide the absolute best possible solution to an organization's challenges, but they do provide the best solution for the provided parameters. Computer applications allow users to complete detailed plans in a relatively short time and run many what-if scenarios, and to do it much more efficiently than manual system users can. Some computer-based solutions address one particular aspect of the process. Others are designed to cover a combination of tasks. Most automated solutions use digital road databases to support calculations and are therefore more accurate than the circuitry factors used in manual calculations. The more complex applications are interactive, with simulations for planning the most effective route. Schedules produced with interactive programs often result in different routes for each day. The system reevaluates demand requirements to create optimal schedules. Exhibit 6-48 shows a typical example of routing output with street-level data. The output's level of detail makes it easy to interpret and understand the results. Detailed delivery schedules, when available, can be used by the drivers. Exhibit 6-48, Automated Route Planning Map. In the illustration, a list of vehicles appears in the left-hand pane, while a local map with details about delivery sites appears in the right-hand panes. A variety of views can be selected for optimal scheduling. A transportation manager can use an application to change existing routes or to update a schedule with late or urgent orders. The application looks for any complications or constraints, for example, delivery windows or legal implications. In addition to upfront planning, some of the more sophisticated applications can link to real-time vehicle tracking systems, which monitor vehicles' progress and update routes as needed. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of different route planning and scheduling applications available. Some of the advantages of the automated applications include: decreased standing costs, as the number of vehicles needed can be minimized. Decreased running costs, as more efficient routes reduce distance. Decreased need for supplemental vehicles. Increased customer service through more consistent and reliable delivery schedules. Decreased violations of regulations due to more rigid constraint management. Decreased time spent with schedule creation, as schedules can be generated and adjusted quickly. Increased reporting capabilities. However, the reliability of these benefits will depend on the accuracy of the input data, so users need to ensure that data is regularly updated and audited. Selecting a planning and scheduling application is a complex process that should also take into account any other logistics and supply chain applications currently in place.